Hi, good afternoon. Okay, as far as Sam, he's feeling better again today, so we'll just see how it goes, and if it comes to a time where he can't go, then I'll declare him out, but I'm just going to keep seeing how he can do and how he can go. Any other questions, I'm ready to answer.
Will he be limited in practice today? Will that be the characterization?
I don't know. We haven't practiced yet.
Maybe the top trait you look for in a backup quarterback when you're assembling a roster? I mean, you're not going to get as good a guy as a starter, but what are you looking for?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of it is being able to play the game without a lot of reps, you know, in practice. Obviously, you got to take care of the football. I think you got to be smart. You know, part of it is, you know, how does he get along with the starter? You know, I mean, there's a lot of other factors involved than just the ability. But, you know, and you would like to get somebody that's got a little, you know, that's got familiarity with the offense a little bit, but also familiar, you know, that kind of fits in what you're trying to do.
Did Case have familiarity with the offense? He really didn't have.
Not really, no. But he's, you know, he's a smart guy, and he's done a really nice job of coming in. You know, he's been getting a fair amount of reps, so, but he's done a nice job, you know, with the things he's done. You know, he's taking care of the football good.
You may ask about Aaron Rodgers a ton the last 3 years, but on the last drive in Dallas, was there a new wrinkle, or is there anything new that you saw with him that allowed him to make plays both with the speed and his arms?
Anything new, no. I think he just, you don't let him have the ball. You know, he's too good at that. He beat Cincinnati with 21 seconds left. He beat Dallas with no time left, basically. You know, if he's got the ball in his hands, then, you know, you got a chance to end up losing the football game. So, you know, he does what he does. That never has changed. But he's, you know, I mean, I've been in the NFL 20-some years, and I can't remember a guy that does the things that this guy does. And, we played against, you know, Brady and Manning, Peyton Manning, other Mannings, you know, all these guys. This guy is, I mean, when you combine everything, his arm strength, his intelligence, his escapability, you know, the way he sees things, you know, I think they should trade him.
He's not obviously not the biggest, fastest guy in the world. Is there anything that he does to make himself so tough to get clean shots on to bring down?
He's elusive, and, you know, he's so smart. You know, he sees where the open space is. He knows what the coverage is. You know, a lot of times he's just playing with you as far as where he can go with, you know, he knows, hey, if I give him a little extra time, I'm going to get this. He knows that at the end of the game, he tells the tackle to, you know, like you're saying, he tells the tackle, hey, I'm going to roll out to my left. You pin the guy inside, I'm going to go to my left. You know, he does that. He's done that against Arizona last year. He did it this year against, I don't know who the heck I was watching. But anyway, he does it. And Detroit last year, you know, that's what he does.
Mike, because of everything that he can do, does he take longer to prepare for, or do you approach film review a different way when you're trying to game plan against him?
Yeah, I think you have to. I mean, he can do so many things. You have to be on top of everything that you do. You know, this, you know, he can get the ball out so fast if you pressure him. You know, he sees it, and, you know, and they've got a good scheme. They do a good job of trying to attack the coverage that you're in, and I think, you know, he has a lot of flexibility and things he can change at the line of scrimmage. He's great on the hard count. He's unbelievable on the hard count. You know, so he gets guys to jump, and then, you know, it's a bad deal.
You got the run going, too, a little bit in Dallas. What did you see from the running back?
Yeah, you know, that back, you know, we looked at him coming out. You know, we thought he was good, and, you know, he's got good quickness. He was good coming out of the backfield, catching the ball. He was good on the runs, the cuts. Yeah, so it gets another dimension. You know, it's different than when they had Lacy, because it's a different style of back, but it's, you know, it helps getting the run game going.
Everyone talks about him, you know, keeping Aaron in the pocket, but yet he always gets out. What does he do to
You know, well, if you're rushing four guys, there's going to be a spot. And even when, you know, in the past, even when we rush five, you know, they'll bail out. You know, one guy will get a little too nosy, and he'll bail out of there. Or, you know, he's good. He's got a good, great spin to get out of there when he feels the pressure. You know, I think, you know, and there's a fine line. You either turn it loose and let it go, and if he gets out, he gets out, or you're careful with him, you know, and then it's going to slow down your pass rush. So, you know, you got to kind of pick your poison with everything.
You talk a lot about rushing the right way, particularly with a quarterback like Rodgers. How quickly would you say this group took to that, you know, since you came?
Oh, good. Andre does a good job, and these guys are, you know, they're, you know, like most of the guys on the team, they want to have team success, and so they understand that, you know, if they do their job, success will come, you know, when somebody else is doing theirs. So, you know.
What were your impressions of that, the Bears two-point conversion that they ran, and what made that so effective? I don't think I've ever seen quite a two-point play like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a reverse option pass. They got us. We'll get them next time.
Well, I'm just saying, typically there would be so much traffic in there you couldn't make two pitches.
Well, that's kind of what they did last year, too. You know, they really throw back to the quarterback. So.
Do you expect Diggs and or Easton to practice today?
I don't know.
Did you make a Kyle's celebration?
You know, all I did, I saw them sitting on their butts over there, and I just asked, what the heck are they doing? I didn't know what was going on. I know I hadn't seen him practice it, but hey, if they do that and we score a lot of touchdowns, I'll jump in with them.
Where do you stand on the duck-goose controversy?
Well, I'm in Minnesota, so I'll go gray duck. I never heard of that before, but hey, I'm a Minnesotan.
You never hunted a gray duck before?
I probably shot a gray duck. Good? All right, thanks.